This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Thursday. It is an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Mavericks will be gone tomorrow. So we have questions, many, many questions. Why do sequels suck? As you can imagine, there are all kinds of questions about illegal immigration and all the news that's going on today. I'll get to that in just a second. Kathy Hochul's in the news. Remember that massacre in Buffalo? Psychopath walks into Buffalo, grocery store, kills a bunch of people. You're going to love to hear what Kathy Hochul did with all that. Trump looking like he is going to get indicted and maybe not by the feds. I'll get to that in a few. And frankly, jaw-dropping news out of the FBI that nobody's talking about. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But let us begin with the news of the day. What is the news of the day? You've been hearing it all day, probably, but let me take a flyer on the fact maybe this is the first show you tuned into of the day. The news is Ron DeSantis loaded up 50 illegal immigrants and shipped them off to Martha's Vineyard. Now, I've never been to Martha's Vineyard. I assume you probably have never been to Martha's Vineyard. But it's one of these fancy, highfalutin places that rich white people go to and go sip on tea with their pinky out. Fine, whatever. I'm sure it's lovely. That's fine. And this is the news of the day. This comes on the heels of Texas Governor Greg Abbott and others shipping illegal immigrants to New York City. You've heard Eric Adams whine about it 100 times already. This is something that's in the news. Now, people have been asking me, what do I think about it? What do I think about it? What do I think about it? Well, I'll get to what I think about that in a second. But first, I need to offend a lot of people because people clearly need to hear something that no one wants to tell them. There's no Democrat. No Democrat will say this. There's probably no Republican will say this. But what I'm about to tell you is an absolute fact. A good immigration policy is a harsh immigration policy. Now, let me explain. The most humane thing the United States of America could do at the border for illegal immigrants who are coming here, the most humane, kind thing you can do is when they show up at the border, you say, turn around and go back where you came from. Oh, okay, well, can I have a bus? Nope, no bus, and it's hot out there. Have a nice walk. Well, can I have a glass of water? Good luck. I hope you find one along the way. Turn around and go back where you came from. Now, boy, that sounds mean, doesn't it? Jeez, what am I, Genghis Khan? Do I want all those people to die? No. I want those people to live. What do we have right now at the border? Because the border's open, all the illegal immigrants know the border's open. Because the border is open, you don't realize it, but we have the largest human smuggling operation on planet Earth taking place in our southern border. The largest one on the planet. On the planet! But because you're not right by it, you don't know. You know what happens with human smuggling? And I understand there are kids listening, so I'll be as gentle as humanly possible here. You understand human smuggling is actually a nice way to say mass sex slavery? Do you know? I've had people tell me before, people who would know. Do you know they're filming adult movies, that's the way I'll put it, with children they've trafficked across the border in the United States of America and distributing it here? You know that human smuggling looks like dragging some illegal immigrant into a restaurant to work 10 hours a day for $5 until he frankly dies from overwork. That's what human smuggling is. This is not taking place in ancient Rome. This isn't taking place in Libya. This is taking place in the United States of America. It's taking place because the stated policy of this government, Democrats and Republicans, the stated policy is, look how nice we are. We're nice. We're so nice. Even Republicans will do this. This even happened under Trump, who actually secured the border. They immediately got all kinds of heat from the media. And what'd they do? Instead of telling the media to go pound sand, they waged this relentless campaign of, we're not mean, we're nice. Guys, I swear we're not Nazis, we're nice. Look how nice we are. Hey, illegal immigrants, look how nice we're treating you. You're not being nice. You're not being nice at all. You're the parent who gives their heroin-addicted son cash every day to go buy more. That's what you are. Would it be hard? Is it harsh to cut him off from that money supply? No, that's what would do him the most good. You're not nice. Your niceness that you try to portray is actually the meanest thing in the world. Me, what I said I want to do, turn them all back south, I'm the nice guy. You're the mean one. I'm the one who wants it to stop. I'm the one who wants mass gang rapes of women to stop. I'm the one who wants human smuggling to stop. I'm the one who wants American kids to stop having to learn how to speak Spanish in school. I'm the one who wants your ERs to not be overwhelmed. I'm the one who wants rapists out of the country, especially when they don't belong here. I'm the one who wants the drugs to go away. I'm the nice one. You're the mean one. And let me tell you something else. And I know this isn't specifically about Martha's Vineyard, and there's a reason it's not specifically about Martha's Vineyard or people getting dropped off in New York City. Because I'm talking about what actually matters a lot. I'm talking about what has taken place for decades in this country, filling this nation up with illegal immigrants, with people who have no loyalty whatsoever to the United States of America. That is wrong. That is a violation of your rights as an American citizen. These people have spit in your face forever. And you know why? You know why they do it, right? I mean, the easy answer on the surface is, well, Democrats want the votes and Republicans want the cheap labor. And, oh, that's part of it. But what's the real reason? Well, let me ask you something. Who do you let in your home? Who do you let inside of your home? If you're sitting there tonight, just get done with dinner with the fam, and knock at the door. You go look through the peephole, see who it is, and it's a guy sitting there with a bandana and a teardrop tattoo on his face. You open it up and letting him in. You open up the door. He says he's hungry. You letting him in? Sure, come on in. Made some extra fried chicken for you. Come on in. Oh, you're not? Well, why not? Why aren't you being inclusive? Why? Why aren't you being inclusive? Let me tell you why. Because every human being on the planet, every single one of them, Republican, Democrat, left, right, middle, New York City, San Francisco, and everywhere in between, every single person on the planet, you know what they all love? Exclusivity. They all lie about it. Everyone brags about how inclusive they are. You know what? You can tell how much you care about something by how inclusive you want it to be. Because if you want it to be inclusive, you don't give a crap about it. You know why you won't let teardrop tattoo in your home? Because you care about your home and the things in it. You know why you don't care about America being flooded with illegal immigrants and drugs and crime? Because you don't give a crap about it. Now, I'm not talking about you specifically, but all these politicians and talking heads out there, they don't give a crap about any of these illegal immigrants even a little bit. They want them here because they don't care about America. You're inclusive about the things you don't care about, and you're exclusive about the things you do care about. You want your kids in the best schools? Of course you do. Do you want all the kids in the best schools? Do you want all those criminal kids you look down on? Do you want them to join your kids in the schools? Oh, you don't? Oh, you don't want your kid getting beat up by a bunch of gangbangers in the bathroom? Why aren't you being inclusive? Why are you so exclusive? Because you actually care. That's a fact. And that actually, you know what? I'm not quite done on this. I'll actually address the Martha's Vineyard thing. And of course, they're invoking Nazis. And you're not going to believe what Kathy Hochul pulled. But speaking of all this, we have millions and millions of them here. Crime is out of control. As you can see from your George Soros DAs, that's not going to get any better anytime soon. Do you think it would be a good idea to have something in your physical possession that will stop some MS-13 scumbag who wants to chop your head off with a machete? Do you think your daughter that you sent away to college, do you think she should have one of those? Your mother who lives alone? Your husband, wife, do you think they should have something in their physical possession? Buy a hero gun. It is a non-lethal gun. If you want something a little smaller, I think it's a little more portable, but I love them both, get a Hero Arrow. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. Shoots pepper balls or pepper gel, depending on which one you buy. It is brutal. It will stop somebody in their tracks. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That song reminds me of me, Chris. I don't know why, really, but I just feel like that should be my song. What? Oh, I have aviators. Did I ever tell you that story about how when I was in the... hold on, we'll get back to the news in a second. I was in the Marines, and they made me go be a military police officer for 6 months because we were in the infantry, and they usually grab guys from the infantry to go do that if they're shorthanded. I didn't want to. You don't have any choice. You don't get to say, I object. You say, okay. So I had to go be a military cop. Well, I may or may not have done some things to try to get myself kicked out because I wanted to go back to my unit with my guys. But they liked me there, and I wasn't that great at paperwork, to be totally honest with you, but I was pretty handy for other things. And eventually I was running the shift, basically, a better way to put it. I was running the shift, and I made all my guys get aviator shades. And we all wore aviator shades around there. Gosh, that was so much fun. Was that illegal? Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to do that in the Marine Corps at all. That your shades had to be, at least back then, they had to be nothing fancy. All black, I believe, is what the regulation was at the time. But you'd be amazed what you can get away with if you just try something and see how long it lasts. For instance, I never stopped at a red light. I just, boo, turn on the little siren, cruise on through. That what, Chris? If you're not going to abuse the power you've been given, what is the point of even having it? It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a, man, it's been quite a day. All right, so that I gave you my illegal immigration talk. Now let's discuss the news of the day before we get to the just ghoulish thing Kathy Hochul pulled, but they all pull it. I don't even need to single her out. I'll get to that about 10 minutes from now, and I have asked Dr. Jesse questions, things like that, but what's the news of the day? DeSantis sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. I did find it absolutely adorable that Martha's Vineyard, they put out a statement calling it a humanitarian crisis for 50 people. 50. 50 people showed up and they called it a humanitarian crisis. I need to be clear. I support this move. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, much as many problems as I have with him, he does deserve a lot of credit. He's the one who started this. Credit to Heavy D, too, for piggybacking on it. This is wonderful because it proves just how horrible these people are. I'm not going to say hypocritical. We know they're hypocritical. They're just awful people. They hate the country. They want the country flooded with illegal immigrants. They just want you to have to deal with them. They don't ever want to have to deal. They're not in Martha's Vineyard. Certainly not Martha's Vineyard. No. You peasants in the bad neighborhoods. No, you deal with the crime and rapes and stuff like that. That's not for us here. And part of this is just they're communist scumbags. We'll get to that in a minute. And part of this also, remember, part of this is human nature. You know, one of the most common things I hear now that I do this for a living, remember, I'm fairly new to this. I just have lived a normal life before this, RV sales and construction and Marines and stuff like that. My life is your life. But now that I do this, it's weird because you have this big national platform and people know who you are. And so this is what I get a lot. And I'm not complaining, but this is human nature. This is what I'll get a lot. Jesse, you need to fill in the blank. Jesse, you need to start this. Jesse, you need to put out the call for this. Jesse, you need to. Jesse, you need to. Jesse, you need to. Jesse, you need to. Jesse, this is what you need to do. Jesse, you should. And I'm not complaining. What that is human nature. It is human nature. I'm sure I do it too. You see a problem and you automatically assign it to someone else and you feel like you've done something good, right? By the way, you need to. You need to. If you're passionate about it, maybe that's something that's been put on your heart and you need to do it. You'd be better at it than me. If you're passionate about it, you need to do it. But humans do this all the time. And communists, especially American communists, they've been doing this forever. They don't want to experience any of the results of their policies. They're not going to experience COVID lockdowns. You experience it, peasant. We'll be partying it up in the Hamptons. It's just, those are for you. They don't want to experience all the things that come with illegal immigration. That's for you. You need to. And it makes them feel good by doing charity with you, with your labor. It's actually been my problem with Chicken Hawks for the longest time. Chicken Hawks, remember, they're people who always beat the war drums and love to send other men off to war to die. It makes them feel good. They actually feel noble. It's fascinating to watch it. Mitt Romney is a great example of this. Has never served. He's got 19,000 kids. Apparently, none of them have a GPS on their phone because none of them have ever been able to find a military recruitment office. Mitt Romney has never seen a foreign engagement he doesn't want to send people to. And guess what? When you ask him about it, when he's asked about it, he'll brag as if he's doing good. No, America needs to step in. We need to help. America is a good place. It makes him feel good. It makes him feel charitable to get you killed. You're expendable. This is exactly what you've seen along the border for a long time. The communist loves to go to his Martha's Vineyard mansion and sip on cocktails with his friends and brag about, I voted for this person. You know, they believe we should have our border totally open. And I agree. Rupert, do you agree? Yes. Oh, absolutely. I definitely agree. They all brag about how tolerant they are. They just want to be tolerant with you and your stuff. And so when you ever bring up anything else to these people, they'll immediately cry authoritarian. They'll talk about, oh, this is my favorite part, Jesus.
Hey, well, Jesus is very upset with Governor Abbott right now, treating refugees as political piñatas and for a political stunt, dropping them off at 6 o'clock in the morning in front of the vice president's house. That's really inhumane and almost human trafficking.
Jesus would be upset? Now, this is the beauty of this. I know you already know this, but I also understand we have a bunch of new listeners, so I'm going to tell them too. When they bring up Jesus, Jesus would never. Jesus, don't you know Jesus is angry with you? No, Jesus is probably angry with Chris, but he's not angry with you. You know what they're doing, right? They're using your values against you because the communist himself, he's religious. It's demonic and destructive, but he's religious. He has no value system, none that you would recognize. Because he has no value system, it gives him the freedom to use your values against you. I know you already know this, but that's what you see every time. What would Jesus? That's not very Christian. Jesus would be ashamed. Don't let people who spend their time trying to mutilate children and abort babies ever tell you what Jesus would want. Ever. Never let the communist use your values against you. And it's actually an indictment of the right that they still do this all the time because it's worked for them for years. For years, they've been able to hold up Jesus the second you try to do anything and watch the right go, oh, you know what? I probably should turn the other cheek. I probably should. Never let them use your values against you. Ever. Now, speaking of values, what about the values of child murder? Let's talk about Kathy Hochul next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and people calling me harsh for my immigration policy of turn around and head south. Oh, I should clarify. On top of saying you should stop them at the border and point them south and make them go away, You should also hire about 30,000 new ICE agents to round up everyone who's here illegally, men, women, and children, entire families, arrest them all, and have them deported back to their country from whence they came. Jesse, that's so harsh. That's the border policy and immigration policy of virtually every single nation in the history of the planet. Travel back 1,500 years ago and go to any country, and you will find their immigration policy is, no, you can't come in here illegally. If we find you here illegally, well, we might even kill you, but we'll definitely deport you. That's called immigration policy. That's called having a country. But I'm harsh. You know what harsh? You know what's harsh? This is harsh. Listen to this, illegal.
Vice President Harris said that the border is closed. Is the border closed? Do you believe that the border is closed or is it open?
It's open, not closed. The border is open.
The border is open. Do you believe that all the migrants believe that the border is open?
Yeah, everybody believes that the border is open. It's open because we enter. We come in.
Well, of course, we put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. Of course it'd be wide open. Wait, Chris, we can make a couple of jokes. It's fine. But yes, the border's open. That is the harshest, most vicious border policy you can possibly have. All those rape trees, I'll let you look that up if you'd like. All those rape trees, your I'm a border squish policies. You're the one who built those trees. You made them. Go take that picture, burn it into your mind. Your tolerance, you're inclusive. You're very kind about the border. You did all of it. It's all your fault. Me, the mean guy, I'm the nice one. Now, speaking of mean, I'm going to try to calm myself down because this stuff steams me to no end. You've heard me rant about it a lot. Not the border stuff. And I'll get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I know I'm behind, but we have a couple other big things I need to get to. Whenever there's a mass shooting, you see the same consistent theme now over and over and over again. Barack Obama really is the one who ushered this into the mainstream. This was not mainstream before Barack Obama, but of course that America-hating communist was the one who brought it into the mainstream. And that is Democrat politicians, without a moment of hesitation, racing to the microphone in the wake of a mass shooting. And sometimes they'll do it during the mass shooting. Before the shooting is resolved or the killer's even dead or anything, they will race to the microphone during it. And what are they doing? They're racing to the microphone to talk about your guns and try to grab your guns. And one of the two most despicable recent examples of this I can think of are, one, there was that school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, when Beto O'Rourke showed up at the press conference where law enforcement and everyone was there and they were giving people an update on what happened. And he staged a political protest in the middle of this thing so badly that everyone was screaming at him to get out. One of the most despicable things I've ever seen, with dead 10-year-olds there. And the second worst one I've seen, and this might have been the worst example I've ever seen in my life. Kathy Hochul, in the wake of that shooting in the grocery store in Buffalo, New York. People don't, this has been forgotten nationally because it didn't get as big nationally. Uvalde happened right after it, and we kind of brushed aside the Buffalo thing. But Kathy Hochul was despicable in the wake of that. Absolutely despicable. Gun grabbing immediately. Got your guns. Remember that hag got on TV and talked about how she's going to work with the social media companies to determine who might be a danger. It's just an absolute wretched thing to do. Remember, it's a wretched thing to do because mourning, being sad and mourning, it is a critical part of how we're made. It's how God made us. That old verse, there's a time for everything, time for love, time for hate, time for war, time for... There's a reason. There's a reason customs throughout history, no matter the culture, there is a funeral process. A mourning process of some kind in the wake of death. If you're a Viking, it's really cool. You get put on a boat, and then they light the boat on fire. It's not so cool for your wife who gets burned to death with you, but it's a cool tradition. Here in America, our traditions are more have a funeral, maybe a wake and a funeral, depending on religion, area, so on and so forth. But everyone has a death tradition. Why are there death traditions? They're not for the person who's dead. He's gone. The death traditions are for the living. It's so people can come together and just mourn and be sad for a while. What happens a lot is people, when they get down or get sad, or you've lost your job, lost your wife, lost your husband, lost a child, God forbid, lost anything like that, is people, they're sad and they want to come out of it. I want to come out of this. Why? It's okay to be sad for a little bit. It's healthy. Be sad for a little bit and then come out of it. Mourning is part of how human beings are made. When these Democrat politicians run to the microphone and begin to politic off the dead bodies, you rob people in that situation of their ability to mourn. Before the bodies were cold, before everyone had even been notified that someone had been killed, that a family member had been killed in that Buffalo grocery store, Kathy Hochul was at the microphone grabbing for guns. That's not wrong. That's flat out evil. That is so sociopathic and despicable and evil. But again, remember, because the communist has no value system, I could tell him what I just told you all day long. It would fall on deaf ears. You've never heard me politic in the wake of any mass shooting. I don't even really do mass shooting radio because I just think it's wrong. I think it's wrong for the families. I think it's wrong for everything. We'll give you updates whenever there is one, but we don't do politics on it because that is a time for everyone, a community, to come together and be sad and love on each other and pray together and get through things together. But these despicable Democrat politicians like Kathy Hochul, they have taken it from us. And I will hate Barack Obama for that for as long as I live, because he was the one who did that. We had all those mass shootings under his presidency, and every single time he would race to the microphone right away and gun grab. It was horrible. Remember Sandy Hook? Freaking kindergartners, man. Kindergartners. What's sadder than that? Barack Obama immediately, while the bodies were warm, grabbing for your guns. Disgraceful. So what did Hochul do? Well, she somehow took despicable to an entirely new level. It's courtesy of the New York Post. Leaked documents show Hochul milked donors just after the Buffalo massacre. Kathy Hochul's hometown of Buffalo on May 14th did nothing to slow the governor's furious campaign pace. She hauled in $1.19 million within days as she campaigned on guns. She immediately put out fundraising calls using the shooting. Think how ghoulish you have to be. In the immediate wake of the shooting, Kathy Hochul and her team, they ran and put out the call. Hey, this is a horrible shooting. I feel terrible. Send $20 today. Evil people. We are dealing with evil people. Now, before I get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, I know I've been a little bit delayed here. We have a couple other big, big old stories we got to get to. Trump is going to be indicted and arrested. I'm telling you that. Why? Well, I have a headline right here, and I'll explain why in just a moment. Now, that's enough ugly. Let's talk about good. Let's talk about people who are doing good and the good that you do. You should know, all of you who've signed up to give $11 a month for Tunnel to Towers, you should know that you're part of the Do Good Village. They're building an entire community, over 100 homes. They're building it in Florida, so widows and orphans can come together and live together and support each other. You want to talk about mourning and getting people back on their feet and bringing people together. If you've given $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, you did that. You did that. You get the credit for that. Feel good about something. That's what you did. If you haven't, become a part of it. It feels really good. Your money goes where they tell you it's going to go. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give $11 a month. T2T.org. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I know you're angry with me. I know you're angry with me for being gone tomorrow and Monday. Remember, I told you last night what it is about. I'm not going on vacation. I promise. I have all this freaking travel coming up. It's all for work. This is for the book. I gave away the farm last night. I'm not telling you the title yet. Not telling you what it's about yet. You can't even buy it, I don't think, till next summer. It takes forever, apparently, to get one of these things published. But you will enjoy it. It's right up your alley. Okay? You wanted a book? I got to go finish up the daggone book. All right? So that's where I'll be. I'll be right back here in the chair on Tuesday. All right? I did love this before I get to Trump and getting arrested thing. I love Ken Burns, the documentary filmmaker Ken Burns. I love this. This is wonderful.
It's basically saying that you can use a human life that is as valuable as yours or mine or Lynn's and to put it in a position of becoming a political pawn in somebody's authoritarian game. This is the coming straight out of the authoritarian playbook. This is what's so disturbing about DeSantis, is to use human beings, to weaponize human beings for a political purpose. It's like when somebody disagrees with him in Florida, like the Walt Disney Company, he punishes.
You know what I thought of when I was listening to Ken Burns? Because I actually saw this video clip. You know, it really hit me about that whole thing. Man, that toupee. Guys, look, we got to have a talk. I'll get to Trump and getting arrested and stuff like that in a second. We got to have a talk, fellas. Ladies, you sit this one out. It's just me and the fellas, all right? Fellas, you're here. We've had this talk before. We're going to have it again. We're going to keep having this talk. You see me? Maybe you're watching me on the simulcast right now, or maybe you see me on TV. You see my hair? You see what it's doing? It is thinning out rapidly. It is retreating back towards my ears like the Italian Navy. It's also, on top of thinning and retreating, it's going gray. Do you know what I'm going to do about that? Nothing. I am going to slowly but surely, in the course of the next year, I'm going to buzz it down lower and buzz it down lower and buzz it down lower. Last time I got my haircut, lady was cutting my hair, even said, hey, we can do some kind of shoes, some kind of words, some layering, things like that. And I said, keep that crap away from me. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Fellas, there's no shame in losing your hair. There's no shame in going gray. Shoot, chicks dig gray guys and bald guys. Chicks love that stuff. You know what never has looked good? Ever. And yes, I'm speaking directly to you. You know what has never looked good? You coloring your hair? Everyone can tell. No, they didn't get it right. You didn't get it right with your Just for Men in the bathroom. Everyone can tell, and it looks really stupid. You coloring your hair? And beyond that, the comb over, we won't even get into the comb over. The toupee, guys. The toupee? You know everyone knows, right? Everyone knows, and it looks really, really bad. It looks terrible. Just let it go. All right? What, Chris? A monk's ring or a shaved head? What's a monk's ring? Oh, leave it on the sides? No. That's no. No, we're not going to be doing that. No. It's just going to be buzzed down. I'm not worried about it at all. I'm 41. I'm not 21. That's the way it goes. Plus, I'm a Kelly. The hair's going gray, and the hair's going to fall out. My dad's fell out. That's the way it's going to be. His dad's fell out. I don't care. I'm not stressed about it at all. I still have an incredibly symmetrical face, Chris. Me and Denzel. All right, now let's talk about something ugly. You know what? No. Before we get to that, that actually brings me to this. Guys, you know why you do all this ridiculous stuff? Dye your hair and get your stupid toupee and stuff like that. You know why you get this stuff? Because you lack confidence. It shows a lack of confidence. You know what would help with that? A 20% increase in your testosterone levels. That would help with that. It doesn't matter what color your hair is or how much of it you have left. When you actually have testosterone in your body, you don't give a crap about some guy stickering that your hair's going gray. I brag about it. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Do you think that sounds like a good time? Trust me, it is. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk and enjoy yourself. Ladies, you too. Want to lose some weight? feel better, better energy. They have a female vitality stack. Not that I'm telling you need to lose weight, ladies, unless the ladies from The View are listening. I'm not telling you need to lose weight, but female vitality stack. It's all right there. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Get you 35% off everything in the store. They have all kinds of supplements, more than you can possibly imagine. choq.com, promo code Jesse. Now, I know the illegal immigration stuff's all in the news. We might get to some more of that. Let's get to this. I've been trying to prep you for a while that you're going to see Donald Trump arrested. They're going to indict and arrest Donald Trump. They're going to do it on camera, and it's going to throw you into a rage. How do I know? Well, they've pulled out all the stops. This goes well beyond the Mar-a-Lago raid. Nobody talks about this, and it blows me away. It blows me away how we don't think and see what's happening. People are talking about the FBI and Mar-a-Lago and the DOJ, and all that stuff's fine. People do understand that New York Attorney General Letitia James just rejected a settlement offer with Trump and his people, right? Letitia James, she's going to have Donald Trump arrested if the DOJ can't. And I'll tell you something else. She's probably going to have Donald Trump arrested even if the DOJ does. Remember this. I told you this a long time ago. It was very obvious. People forget this now. People forget about it because it turns into state politics and people only focus on national politics. Letitia James, she was the one responsible for knifing Andrew Cuomo in the ribs and getting him out of the governor's mansion in New York. Why? Because she's a vicious, wildly ambitious communist who wanted to be in that governor's mansion. But in comes Kathy Hochul. Okay, no big deal. They were both still going to run for the governor's seat. Except all of a sudden, Letitia James backs off. Backs out. No. I'm AG. I'm happy with that. What do I think happened? This is the Jesse theory. Chuck Schumer's 8,000 years old. That hunchback is doing him no favors either. The U.S. senator position in New York was promised to Letitia James if she did two things. If she backed out of the governor's race, because they already had the governor's mansion, and she promised to go after Donald Trump with all the powers she has. Everyone is focused on Mar-a-Lago and the DOJ and the raid. You can't find somebody to bring up the fact New York's AG, she's coming for the man. They're coming for him. They are. They're not going to stop. They're not going to back off. They're not going to slow down. They're not going to wake up tomorrow morning and say to themselves, Letitia James isn't going to wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? This is a political prosecution, and this is wrong. I'll tell you what, guys. I feel bad about it. I feel bad about this. I am abusing my office, and I'm just going to back off. They're coming. They're not going to slow down. They're not going to stress about how it looks. They're not going to fret about the midterms. They're coming for the man. I don't tell you that to bring you down. I tell you that so you're ready. Make sure you're ready, all right? Be ready. All right. Now, I promise you some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. On my life, I'm getting to those. I just have a couple other things. I got an email from someone in the military. Remember all those things I've been telling you about what the military is turning into? Yeah, buckle up for this one.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.